Community Connection on this Thursday morning, brought to you by First Baptist Church. And I got Tammy and Jerry in from, on down the hall here. They had to make the long walk down the hall to come in and help me get some information out on the Taste of Home Cooking School. It's a semi-annual event that we do annually in Bartlesville, and tickets are going well, but there's still room for a few more occupants coming up. And when is that thing event? It's coming up real soon, Mike.
It's Tuesday, April 5th, and it's going to be at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Okay, so that's a great location for us. And, of course, Jamie Dunn gets to come in and show off, I don't know the number exactly, about a dozen, sometimes 10. Sometimes Tammy says 8 recipes this time. It's going to be a fun night. I don't care if she's doing 3. It's going to be a fun night.
That's right. And Jamie always adds in some wonderful tricks and tips in the kitchen. This gives her a chance to be able to elaborate on those a little bit. So we're really excited about the recipe she's had. We got to taste one of them, and it's pretty exciting. It was really sweet, and so I know that she has some great things in store for us, and so we're pretty excited about the recipes that she has coming this year.
Well, and she starts off, I mean, something light, and then you work your way towards the desserts and all the way in between the main courses. It's a fun night, and I know Tammy has said this a few times. You want to just all get together in the parking lot and share all the good food, you know?
That's right, because they actually give these recipes away at the end. So she's going to make them. She'll put them on a plate, and then we give them away as door prizes at the end. And so Tammy and I try to always be like, hey, you want to meet us in the parking lot? And I can have one of those raviolis that she cooked last year. So.
Oh, that was good stuff, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was definitely drilling from the audience. Tammy got to lick the bowl, so she always has a wonderful good time up there on stage.
I do. I get a bird's eye view. It's awesome.
It is, you know, and I, of course, that brings me around to the VIP tickets. I don't know how many, but I know there are a few left, and that's a great experience for whoever picks those up.
That's right, Charlie. You know, we are down to our last VIP ticket, so if you are interested in getting a VIP ticket, you can get them here at the station. They're $35. It includes exclusive VIP booth browsing at 4:30, meet and greet backstage with Jamie at 5. She bring your complimentary cookbooks that we're going to give you that day, and she will actually sign those cookbooks for you. And this year for our VIPs, we're doing something just a little bit special. So once you get those VIPs, you can come in and you can kind of see what that extra surprise is.
And I'm sure if you had a couple of extra Taste of Home cookbooks, the hardback books that they produce every year, that is the compilation of all the year's worth of magazines and everything all in one cookbook, she would probably sign that for you too.
Oh yeah, Jamie's very complimentary to that. And she loves to be able to help any of the guests that we have. And plus, she just wants to be able to show you what goes on behind the scenes as well. So she'll take you back there. She'll give you the whole tour. She'll sign your cookbook. She even takes like this awesome selfie picture. She's got this stick that she holds all the way out there. And so it always turns out to be a really fun time.
That is. And of course, Jamie's got a great personality. And because she grew up here, I know she enjoys coming back and doing a show in Bartlesville.
Oh, yeah. Bartlesville is her home, so coming home is always fun to her.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, though, those tickets are available only one place. You can't get them online. You can't get them at the community center. You have to stop by the radio station and pick them up, right?
That's right. Or you can call us at 918-336-1001, and you can actually get those tickets right over the phone, and we can mail them straight to you.
Okay. So, yeah, we do have a little bit of time to still get them out in the mail to you, although I might still say, why don't you stop by and say hi to us?
Exactly. Yes. We would always love for you to come by and say hi to us.
So yeah. Let's talk, it's all the businesses that are involved. When you walk in the door, you almost immediately, you see a friend or two, and then there's all kinds of booths with people who are in, they've got products that are, complementary to what's going on, and just are there to help celebrate a great night.
That's right. The booth area is one of my favorite areas. It's one of the parts that I'm in charge of, and we've got such a variety of vendors that will be in the booth area. We've got 40-plus vendors that will be out there for you to buy some stuff, get some information, just see some neat faces that you do business with regularly. But there's everything from Pampered Chef and Mary Kay and the French Nest and Swimming Holes, who brings his big green eggs and talks swimming pools. Cliff's Flooring and Windows. We've got Cherokee Casino. They'll be handing out some amazing, they always give away the best stuff.
Yeah.
And the cool part about this show is when you buy your ticket, your general admission ticket is just $10. And we'll talk to you about the ticket outlets here in just a second. When you walk in the door, you get a goodie bag filled with all kinds of great things. Different little tchotchkes and coupons and information, and the best part is you get 2 Taste of Home cookbooks, mm-hmm. one of which we'll be cooking from that night. So when you go home from the show, you have all of those recipes. You can start recreating those immediately. So when you walk in the door, you basically have the value of your ticket. We exchange that for your goodie bag. They're reusable canvas goodie bags. They're really nice. And you also get a free subscription to A Taste of Home magazine, a free digital subscription, which is more than the value of the ticket. So you're way ahead when you walk through the door.
Well, the nice thing then when you go to the website, tasteofhome.com, I mean, yes, you can type in pot roast and it'll pop up with, I don't know, 57 different recipes for pot roast. But if you're a subscriber, you sign into the website and that unlocks a whole set of more stuff for you.
That's exactly true. It's so much fun. And the general admission tickets, it's first come, first serve, so you get to pick your seat when you get there. So we trade your ticket for the bag, you go in and save your seat, and then you have time to come browse the booths, grab some dinner. Dinks will be there selling barbecue. Rolling Pin has always, she does a chicken salad that is one of my favorites that I have every Taste of Home. Mm-hmm. Classic Catering will be having food for sale. There's several different vendors that will have samples. So you don't have to eat before you get there. You can come on out and have some food, bring your friends. Talking about bringing friends, we do group discounts.
Okay.
Of 10 or more tickets, you save $1 per ticket. Those you want to do here at the radio station. So again, just call that 918-336-1001. You can ask for Jerry. She can help you out. But my mom's church group is coming. I think they're bringing 18 at this point of their group. So it's a lot of fun. It's always more fun in groups with all your girlfriends. And then when you miss a note, then you've got somebody to help you write down that special little note.
What did she say? I didn't quite miss that. I was still writing. You know, yeah, it all works out there. That's a great deal.
It is a lot of fun.
You know, you can even bring the guys as well, Tammy, and they seem to always win the door prize.
They really do. And I'm the one pulling the names, and I don't even know how that happens, but I'm like, I think we've gotten a door prize to almost every guy in the audience for years. So guys, your odds are pretty good. Nowadays, you know, everyone is pulling their own weight in the house, and so it's great to bring your spouse and have a date night.
It is.
Know one of my clients brought his wife for her, and he got VIP tickets for their anniversary, and he said so he got brownie points for taking her, and he got even bigger brownie points for going. So, and he actually learned a few things anyway.
It's a fun night. And guys, we all have been sitting at home minding our own business, and the wife will call up and say, hey, I'm running late. Can you start dinner? What do you want to cook? And so you have to be able to come up with something.
That's true. But it's a lot of fun. It is Tuesday, April 5th, so a week from this next Tuesday. It's coming quickly. There are still tickets available, but there are a limited number of tickets. So the show generally sells out. It's a great show. There's only 4 in the state of Oklahoma this year in the spring, which is fewer than they've had before, and it's awesome for our show. But it's a lot of fun. We do the one here in Bartlesville, and then we do one in the fall in Owosso.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been, it's an experience. If you have been, tell your friends and come back. We love to see you.
And that's the nice thing about it, because people who have been have got that expectation. What's Jamie going to do now? They know Jamie, at least across the however many feet from the stage to wherever they're sitting. You get to know the people, and you could expect whatever Jamie's going to do is going to be good stuff.
It's always wonderful, and I always lick the bowl.
Yeah.
That's my job. That's my best job of the day.
Well, you have to bring your finger spatula.
I do have a finger spatula, which is awesome.
They're easier to wash that way.
They are. Hey, Jerry, tell them where all they can get tickets.
You can actually get tickets pretty much all around town and some of our surrounding towns. Cliffs Flooring and Windows, they have them downtown. Go in there, see Roy. He's wonderful. So you can get them there. RCB Bank in Bartlesville. I know they have one over on Adams Road over by Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful location. Stop in there. United Supermarket, they're actually going to be giving away 20 bags of groceries this year for us. They are located out on Highway 123. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Sorry, I'm not from Bartlesville, so that's a little bit tricky for me. But they're wonderful. They're our grocery sponsor this year, so we're pretty excited about having them on board with us.
And that's one nice thing about it. We always have a local grocery sponsor. We know that everything that Jamie is preparing on the stage is available in town. It's not some unique ingredient that you have to travel to who knows where or order off of some website someplace. It's here.
That's right. And, you know, we don't only have them here in Bartlesville. If you're going out towards Pawhuska, you work here and you're going home and you're like, you know what, I just need to stop in and get some tickets right now. Keepsake Candles out going that way towards Pawhuska.
Mm-hmm.
Stop in there. They have some wonderful things out there. We went in and got some candles and stuff last year, and I'm telling you, my mom has that all over her house. So they have tickets out there. Also over in Pawhuska, Tallgrass Art Gallery. Mm-hmm. They are also giving away tickets, and I hear that they have some pretty wonderful pieces in there, too. So stop in and see them. The French Nest here in downtown, they're also giving away tickets. Selling tickets here. Candy, she's one.
About ready to be a stampede at the French Nest.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, Candy. No, they're selling tickets there. And she's got some wonderful spring decor and stuff in there. So go in and see her. Get your Taste of Home tickets. The Bling Barn in Dewey, we had such a calling last year for getting tickets over in Dewey. And so we set up an outlet over there, and they're wonderful. Go in. They have all kinds of different booths in there, and they have those Taste of Home tickets. So if you're looking for tickets over in Dewey, the Bling Barn is where to go. And don't forget, we can also do them here at the station. You can also get them at the Bartlesville Community Center. They're $13 there. But if you're looking to go there for a show already, they're right there. So just stop in and see them. They're great. And you can get them online as well, Tammy, for $11. So okay. If you can't get out and about and you still want to get tickets, you can actually go online to BartlesvilleRadio.com. There's a little ad there on the side. Just click on it, and it'll take you right where you need to go.
Okay, sounds great. We will wrap up this time and give you a little bit more of a preview of what's coming up within the next couple of weeks at the Community Center for the Taste of Home Cooking School when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and continuing previewing the Taste of Home Cooking School coming up at the Bartlesville Community Center April 5th.
April 5th. It's on a Tuesday evening.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. The doors open at 5 for general admission, 4:30 for VIPs. Booth browsing is from 5 to 6:30, and then the show starts at 6:30. We'll cook 8 recipes start to finish on stage. We'll give those away. I'll get a taste a little bit. You get to be jealous, but it's a lot of fun.
Somebody's going to take that food home.
Somebody's going to get a taste.
It's going to be in a neat, piece of something to present it properly.
Yes.
To this family. And I'm like most families, when it comes in the front or back door, it's not going to make it into the fridge because it's going to be consumed right away.
That's right. The great thing, my favorite thing about the show is that Jamie gives you lots of ideas for substitutions.
Yeah.
So if your kids don't like peas, then she tells you what else to put in to where you can still get nutrients in there for them.
Tough.
If they don't like I'm allergic to mushrooms. If I can't use cream and mushroom soup, she tells me what I can use instead. So there's all kinds of tricks that she teaches you. One of my favorite ones that she ever taught me was to keep my saran wrap in the freezer. Then it doesn't stick to itself. So there's a little piece of tidbit. So you learn all kinds of great things at this show. And we're going to be having it on Tuesday, April 5th at the Bartlesville Community Center. We have some major sponsors that help us bring this show every year. The Bartlesville Community Center is one of them. Access Medical Centers, the Urgent Care over by the mall. They're a great sponsor, and they always give away a great goodie.
Mm-hmm.
Cherokee Casino Ramona, they are notorious for their great things that they put in the bag, and then also the free play and the extra things that they give at the booth. Courtney and Kyle and Martin, all of the guys out at Cherokee Casino Ramona, they work really hard on this promotion with us. They help us give away door prizes and all kinds of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Catering, they're out of the hospital, actually. Deborah Soderstrom, I think is how you say her last name. I always get it wrong. But she makes some of the yummiest treats ever. She'll be there with food for sale. Cliff's Flooring and Windows. They do stage decor. So we basically build a house
mm-hmm.
on stage.
Yeah.
And Roy and Cliff, they build us a little living room or dining room for us to sit from and work from on stage. Then Bartlesville Custom Cabinets brings in a cabinet set, and it's beautiful. Brandon and his team do some amazing work, and they've been on board with us for years. The French Nest, Candy Pister, she does some great home decor. She does consults in your house. She's got all kinds of great gifts. The plaster paint, the chalk paint is in her store. And she's just opened a new location in Pawhuska also.
Okay.
So there's numerous other sponsors, many of which will have booths there. United Linen helps us with our linens every year. Like we talked about, United Groceries is our grocery sponsor. We're mm-hmm. grateful for them. 20 winners will go home with a big bag full of groceries. I think last year we gave like 60 some odd door prizes from stage. It's a lot of fun, and your chances of winning are pretty good.
Now, I know in the past we've had a promotion for Cooks Who Care. If somebody wants to bring along something, non-perishable food item, just to donate to somebody else who needs some stuff, right?
That's right. We'll have boxes set up right when you get into the community center. So right when you come in the door, you're going to see boxes off to the side. It'll say Cooks Who Care. It is going to be donated to Mary Martha Outreach here in town. Mm-hmm. And so bring these non-perishable items and canned goods. They're wonderful. It goes for a good cause. And, you know, you just take it right when you walk in the door. So you don't have to haul it or anything like that. If you need help when you get there, come in, get us. We'll come out, do whatever you need us to do.
Okay. So. It's a fun evening. You're going to get hungry, smelling everything gets cooked on stage, and you're going to try to attack the people that are carrying their stuff. No, don't attack the people when they're carrying their stuff out the door.
That's right, Charlie. You know, it's just a fun night to be able to go out, have fun with your girlfriends or your husband or your wife or, you know, your church group, whoever it may be. It's just a good time. So come out and join us for different fun, excitement, food. Food makes everybody happy. So come out, and plus door prizes. I mean, it's just a really good time. So come out and join us. We would love to see you.
Okay. So two things. First of all, VIP tickets, limited number. Those are only available through us.
Yes. VIP and group tickets are only here at the radio station. But you can get those tickets for $10, the general admission, all over town, from Cliff's Flooring and Windows, RCB Bank here in Bartlesville, United Supermarket, Keepsake Candles, The French Nest, Tallgrass Art Gallery in Pawhuska, and the Bling Barn in Dewey and Bartlesville Community Center.
Okay, and also, I guess we probably need to say, we only sell a limited number of tickets. We don't fill the whole auditorium because we want to make sure we have a goodie bag for everybody.
So, that's right, yeah. And those goodie bags are filled with lots of wonderful things.
You have more than the value of the price of the admission before you actually walk in and see the show. So it's okay.
One last thing, Charlie. I do have just a couple of booth spaces still available. So if there's a business out there that needs to put your business in front of 900 people on a Tuesday evening, call the radio station, ask for Tammy, 918-336-1001. If you need to put an item in our goodie bag, also call me for that. We can tell you how to make that happen. It's a great way to get in front of a very specific audience of decision makers.
Absolutely. So again, it's all coming up on April 5th. That's a Tuesday night, and tickets available in all kinds of places. But give us a call, get yours today, and we want to see you downtown Bartlesville at the Bartlesville Community Center April 5th. That's our Community Connection on AM 1400. News on the way in just a bit.
Missed consumer calls? Catch the archived week of shows at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click the on-demand button, then click the consumer.